Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Adamala Okalaja is remembered most as a great teammate. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Tragically, another former UNC basketball player has died unexpectedly. The 6'9" Okalaja, who started for four seasons during the Dean Smith Bill Guthridge era, passed away at age 46 from a recurring cancer that he first had 14 years ago. In the freshman class that had future stars Vince Carter and Antoine Jameson, Okalaja wasn't as talented as either, but more mature from years of playing club ball in Germany before coming to Carolina. He had interesting start and finish points at UNC. Midway through his freshman season, Okalaja replaced Carter in the starting lineup because Smith was frustrated by Carter relying too much on his amazing athletic ability. After reaching three Final Fours, 1991, 93, 95, in 5 years, the 1996 Heels went 21-11 with early ACC and NCAA ousters. Amidst rumors that Carter would transfer, Okalaja emerged as the steady small forward, averaging 6.2 points and 5.2 rebounds and shooting 49% from the three-point line. He started for 2 years alongside Carter and Jameson, both early NBA first-round picks. As a senior, following two more Final Fours in 1997 and 98, Okalaja and Ed Cota anchored the team, and the German hung his own star, earning first-team All-ACC honors by leading the Heels in scoring and rebounding and making 43% of his three balls. Carolina lost three times to Duke and to Weber State in the first round of the NCAA tournament, but Okalaja is remembered by assistant coach Dave Hannes as extremely mature with a superior work ethic. He was one of the smartest players we ever had, a tremendous teammate. After failing to make an NBA roster, Okalaja starred in European professional basketball and was a coach and mentor to young people in Germany, Spain, Italy, and Russia, a broadcaster and eventually a sports agent. In 2008, he was diagnosed with a spinal tumor, recovered, and played one more season of pro ball. He knew he wasn't the most talented player on the court, but no one outworked or out-hustled him. Smith and Guthridge gave him the green light to make plays and shoot open jumpers. An example of Billy Joel's refrain, "Only the good die young." This is Archansky. See ya.